的是马丁牧师。
The hymn that we just sung, God will take care of you.
马丁牧师啊，是他有一次和一家人到了纽约去。
He, the author once went to New York with his family.
结果在纽约的酒店休息的时候，他的师母生病，病得好厉害。
And in the hotel, Mrs. Martin got sick.
结果他一直在犹豫说，第二天我要去讲道，教会讲道，怎么办呢？
He was pondering what to do next day as he was about to give a message next day.
他在犹豫不决的时候，他的女儿就告诉爸爸，爸爸，你一直在台上讲说神是看顾我们的神，为什么你现在在忧虑呢？
And his daughter reminded his dad and said, Dad, you preach God will take care of us. Why are you wondering about it? Now,
难道神不会看顾妈妈吗？
God will take care of mom, wouldn't he?
结果他女儿所讲的这些话语激励了他的心，他就完全的依靠神去讲道。
The daughter's conversation really encouraged him to went ahead with the message delivery.
当他讲道完了之后，他走进了酒店的大厅。
After the message, he went back to the hotel in the lobby.
他就看到他的师母跟女儿就在钢琴的旁边。
And he saw his wife and his daughter stood beside the piano.
他女儿很高兴看到爸爸就把一张纸交给他。
The daughter was very happy to see that and handed him a piece of paper.
原来他在讲道的时候，师母已经好转过来。
It was because during the sermon, Mrs. Martin has already become better.
他们就一起来写了这一首诗歌，神必定顾念你。
So together, the mother and daughter penned these words, God will take care of you.
弟兄姐妹，神是看顾我们的神。
Brother and sister, God is one to watch over us.
神给我们好多好多的应许。
He has given us so many promises.
在冠状疫情的期间，我们很害怕。
During the COVID time, we're full of fears.
难道我们不能够把我们的一切整个生命交给神，让神来看顾我们吗？
Can we trust him enough to commit our life to the Lord and trust that he will take care of us?
我们一起祷告。
Let's come before the Lord.
主啊，你是看顾我们的神。
Lord, you take care of us.
你应许给我们许许多多的福分。
You promise so many blessings to us.
我们的整个生命是在主你的手上。
Our life is in your hand.
不是在疫苗的手上。
It's not in the vaccine.
乃是在主你的手上。
It's in your hand.
主啊，我们就是将我们完全的奉献给你。
Lord, we completely given ourselves to you.
来，让你看顾我们的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Oh, take care of each and every one.
让你来带领我们前面的道路。
Lead the way.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
撒迦利亚书第十章讲到从神而来的福分。
Zechariah, chapter 10, our that God had promised.
这些福分要临到犹太。
This blessing is for the children of Israel.
虽然过去曾经经历过去啊，虽然犹太人过去曾经离弃了神，犯罪行神所不喜悦的事情。
Even though the children of Israel has turned against God and offended God in so many ways in the past.
结果神的管教就临到他们。
So the discipline of the Lord has come upon them.
犹太人在外邦的统治之下受痛苦。
They become captive and suffered.
神对犹太人的爱总是不离不弃。
But yet God's love is forever with his children.
当犹太人回头了之后，神还是祝福他们。
When the children of Israel returned, God still grant blessing.
对于基督徒来说，基督徒的我们来说，我们和犹太人也是一样。
We're like children of Israel.
我们虽然得蒙神的救赎恩典，
We have received the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们活在这个世界上，我们还是有自己软弱的地方。
But as we walk on this earth, we still have our weaknesses.
世界上没有一个人是完全的。
Nobody is perfect on this earth.
我自己不是完全的。
I am not perfect.
我也有好多缺点。
I have fallen short in many ways.
使徒保罗曾经讲过他自己的挣扎。
Paul, Apostle Paul also shared with us.
他这样讲。
He said,
故此我所愿意的善我反不做。
For I do not do the good I want to do.
我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
But the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
到最后他这样说。
He said,
我真是苦啊。
I am a wretched man.
谁能救我脱离这起死的身体呢？
Who can rescue me from the body that is subject to death?
各位弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都有自己软弱的地方。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all experience weaknesses.
但是我们不要气馁。
But let's not be discouraged.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神的爱对我们来说还是不离不弃的。
God will never forsake us.
这是神在今天的经文里面，在撒加利亚书第十章第三节所应许说的。
Just like he has promised in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 3.
愿我万军之耶和华眷顾自己的羊群。
For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock.
就是由大家必使他们如骏马在阵上。
The house of Judah, and he will make them as his loyal horse in the battle.
神的福分还是会临到我们的当中。
God's blessing will come upon us.
今天的经文提醒我们。
Today's verse reminded us.
如果一个人要得蒙神的神的喜悦，神的福分的话。
If we're to receive the blessing and pleasing to the Lord.
有两点是非常非常重要。
There's two things that's very, very important.
这两点是属灵的原则，是我们每一个人要遵守的。
And this is what we need to follow.
到底有两点呢？巴不得我们今天能够把这两点紧紧地记在心里面。
I pray that we will remember these two points.
第一点，我们要有寻求和依靠神的心。
Need to have a heart that seek and relied on the Lord.
第一节经文告诉我们。
The very first verse told us.
当穷雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime.
我必为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长菜蔬。
It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorm. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone.
不知道弟兄姐妹读了这一节经文有没有留意到一点？
Have you noticed something?
神呼吁以色列民当春雨的时候要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
The Lord, asked the Lord for the rain in the springtime.
春天在巴勒斯坦这个地方是雨季的季节。
Springtime is full of rain in the Palestine area.
春天的雨水是非常的丰富。
It's full of rain.During that time,
根本就不需要向耶和华求雨才对啊。
It's not necessary to ask the Lord for the rain during the springtime.
以色列人应该要在夏天干旱的时候向耶和华求雨。
It makes sense to ask the Lord in the summer for the rain.
为什么神呼吁以色列民要在春天雨季的时候向耶和华求雨呢？
But why during the springtime?
答案是神要以色列人学习，无论在怎样的事情上面，都要来到神的面前寻求神。
It's because regardless of the season, The Lord wanted us to seek him first.
犹太人回到耶路撒冷,
as they returned back to Jerusalem.
摆在犹大犹太人前面的是一致平静安稳。
What lay before them was full of peace.
虽然有困难的时候,
even though there was difficulty.
但是没有大不了的难处,
but there was nothing that they cannot conquer.
关键是我们如何看待这个平静安稳的时刻呢?
How we come to this time of peace?
是否以为平静安稳是理所当然的?
Is it the way it's supposed to be?
还是这平静安稳的日子里面是神的带领?
Do we experience the leading of the Lord even during that time?
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
让我们学习围坐今天我们身边使能够享受的一切来感谢赞美神。
Let's praise the Lord for everything we have and experienced.
不知道各位你是否有围坐你能够呼吸新鲜的空气来感谢赞美神。
Have you ever praised the Lord for the fresh air that you're able to inhale?
神要犹太人知道他才是创造宇宙万物掌管宇宙万物的神。
God wants the children of Israel to know that he is the creator of all things and all lives.
自然规律是处于神的安排。
The law of life is in accordance to his plan.
我不要因为自然界的各种自然规律而不知不觉中就忘记了依靠神。
Let us not take this for granted and forgot about him.
万物是神所创造的。
All things are created by God.
神掌管宇宙万物。
He has sovereignty over everything.
神掌管雨水。
He has control over rain.
神掌管阳光。
Sunshine.
神掌管气候等等。
Weather and etc.
神所给以色列人的迦南地是一片肥沃的土地。
God has given the children of Israel good land.
这片土地的唯一问题就是缺乏水分。
On this land, there's only one thing that's lacking, that is water.
不论是食用水或者是灌溉的水都很缺乏。
Both for farming and for drinking.
水分要从其他的地方引进来。
It must be brought from the outside.
但是神看顾这一片土地。
But yet the Lord watch over this land.
缺乏干灌水的时候，神随时的供应他们。
That he shall bring rain.
当农夫的农作物在需要灌溉的时候，他们就来到神的面前寻求神。
When there is a springtime, when there is a need for the rain, they come to the Lord.
神就赐下春天的雨水给他们。
Then the rain comes.
有了雨水，农夫的农作物就会得到水分，生长的茂盛。
With the showers of rain, the field is growing.
农夫不需要在其他的地方引进水来灌溉。
There's no need to bring water source from other places.
神赐下雨水给农夫灌溉。
God bring rain.
那就是为什么神告诉犹太人，当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨，他为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长菜蔬。
That's why God say, ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sent the thunderstorm. He gives showers of rain to all people, the plants of the field to everyone.
神要告诉犹太人，耶和华上帝是掌管宇宙万物的神。
God wanted to tell his children that he has sovereignty over everything.
天地是属于耶和华的。
Heaven and earth belong to Jehovah.
神赐下雨水，神掌管风暴，天地的一切都在神的手上。
God grant rain and he controls thunderstorms.
诗篇65篇第9节说：“你见故地降下透雨，使地大的肥美，神的河满了水，你这样灌溉了地，为好为人预备五谷。”
Psalm 69, verse 9. Go ahead. I didn't bring it. Oh, sorry. Psalm 65, verse 9. Can someone read it for me, please? Let me see.
Okay. 我们继续下去。犹太人的农夫每一年都靠着春天的雨水，光光灌溉他们的田地。Go
ahead. God will bring rain and nurture the land.
Yeah. Okay. 年过一年都是这样的。
Year after year, it's the same.
他们习惯成了自然，他们成了理，正以为是这个是理所当然的。They
took it for granted.
结果忘记了一次下雨水给他们的神，忘记了神的恩典。As
they have plenty of water, they have forgotten the one who granted the water and grace of God.
求神来帮助我们，要常常的数算神的恩典。
May God help us to count God's blessing.
不要忘记感谢赞美神在我们生命中的作为。
Do not forget the good things that He has done in our life.
将荣耀归给他。
And give Him all the glory.
各位，我们要做一个知恩和感恩的人。
That we will know how to be a person who gives thanks.
我们要为做我们所拥有的来感谢赞美神。
We give thanks for what we have.
撒加利亚书第十章第一节，神要犹太人在春雨的季节来到神的面前求神的目的是要改变犹太人的心态。Zechariah
wants people to come to call upon the Lord to change their heart.
让他们知道他们的整个生命是在神的手上，而不是在自己的手上。
He wants them to know that the life is in God's hand, not in their own hands.
神掌管我们的生命。
God had control over our life.
耶稣基督为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上, 为的是要救赎我们, 赦免我们的罪。
Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
使我们跟神和好。
So that we may be redeemed back to Him.
成为神的儿女。
So that we may become the children of God.
只要我们完全的投靠他,
He wants us to trust Him.
只要我们领受了他的救赎恩典之后, 不要靠自己, 乃是依靠神。
After receiving His saving grace, that we will continue to rely on Him, not ourselves.
但愿我们有一颗感恩的心来看我们所拥有的一切。
May we have a grateful heart. To see everything.
我们一切所拥有的都是在神，都是神所赐给我们。我们从神那里领受，我们是神的管家。
All that we have come from the Lord. We're the steward of the Lord.
今天我们有工作。
Today we have work.
今天我们生活在这样祝福的环境里面。
We live in such a blessed condition.
这些都是神的恩典,
it's all because of God's grace.
而不是自己的运气好,
it's not because of luck.
求神来改变我们的心态,
may Lord change our heart.
从依靠自己改变成为了依靠神。
To change a heart that trusts in ourselves to trust in the Lord.
从属于我自己所拥有的改变成为属于神的。
It's so that we would recognize that we belong to the Lord.
把认为自己的功劳改变成为是神的荣耀。
It's from changing a heart from we have done it all to give glory to God.
这是我们生命上的改变。
This is the change of attitude.
是今天我们要学习的功课。
This is the lesson we need to learn.
第二点。
Second point.
很重要的我们要学习的。
The second type point we need to learn is
我们要让神在我们的心灵宝座上面 居首位。
We need to put him first above all things.
神赐福给我们。
God bless us.
我们得蒙神的祝福首先要有寻求神和依靠神的心 刚才讲的第一点。
First of all, we must have a heart that trusts him and seek him.
第二点,我们要让神在我们的心灵宝座上面居首位。
And second is, we need to put him first.
我们要除去在我们心里面的任何的偶像。
And take away all the idols.
第二节说,因为将神所言的是虚空,不是所见的是虚假,做梦之说,说的是假梦,他们白白地安慰了,所以众人如羊流离。
He said that in chapter 10, verse 2 says that I lost my mark. In chapter 2, 10, verse 2, let's see. Okay, the wicked arrogantly hunt down the poor. Let them be caught in the evil they plan for others. For they brag about their evil desire. They praise God.
Okay. 这里所讲的家神是,指的是犹太人家中所收藏的偶像。
The idol is the one that they collect in...
布施是什么意思呢? 就是灵美。 就是灵媒，也就是西方国家所指的巫婆。
It's the
witch.
The witches.
这个跟他们是跟邪灵打交道的。
They try to contact the evil spirit.
这些人都是预知未来。
Predict the future. They try to predict the future.
这些都是神所不喜悦的事情。
These are detestable to God.
做梦指的是假先知。
And they're the false prophets.
假借做梦说出来的事情。
And they are telling the lies of the of their dream.
第二节所说的是指犹太人过去的祖先所做的事情。
And it's also talk about what their forefather has done.
他们先祖做什么？就是他们离弃真神上帝，在家中来收藏偶像，祭拜偶像，求布施和假先知。
They worship God and they but they worship idol and false prophets.
他们轻易的相信这些人所说的话。
They fault and believe what they have said.
而不相信真神上帝借着他仆人所说的话语。
Instead of trusting the Lord for the truth.
犹太人没有来到耶和华上帝的面前。
They did not come to the God of Jehovah.
但是以偶像来代替耶和华。
And they replaced Jehovah with their idol.
偶像和假先知没有给他们安慰。
For the idol and the false prophet did not give them comfort.
就像诗篇第16篇第4节说的。
Just like Psalm 16:4 says.
以别神代替耶和华的他们的愁苦必加增。
Those who run after gods, other gods, will suffer more and more.
各位，什么是我们的偶像呢?
What is our idol?
任何东西包括人事物 取代了神在我们心灵深处的宝座的地位。
Anything or people that replace the God that dwells in the depth of our heart is idol.
那就是我们的偶像。
That is idol to us.
这可能是我们的孩子。
Maybe our children.
这可能是我们的事业。
Maybe our career.
这可能是我们的产业。
Maybe our investment.
我们所拥有的金钱、名义、地位等等。
Are the power, possessions that we have, etc.
如果我们要得到神的祝福的话，我们就要把任何在我们心灵深处宝座的偶像完全移开。
In order to receive blessing, we must remove all these idols from our heart.
让耶稣基督完全地成为我们个人的救主和生命的主。
To allow Jesus to be completely become our Savior.
让神在我们的心灵深处里面居首位。
That He will take the preeminent place.
如果我们肯这样做的话，
If we're willing to do so.
神所赐予的福分就会临到我们的当中。
Then God's blessing will come upon us.
神给我们许许多多的福分在整本圣经里面。
God has given us many, many blessings throughout the Bible.
这些都是神的应许。
It's all promises of God.
今天早上我要举出七个福分，这七个福分是从撒加利亚书第十章的第段的经文里面所抽出来的。
I would, based upon Zechariah chapter 10, I will point out seven blessings that God had promised to us.
还有许的其他的福分，我们可以自己在个人读圣经的当中，我们去获取。
There will be more blessings, but I will leave that to you to seek out as you study the Bible.
第一个福分在这段经文里面告诉我们，我们有神的同在，有神的看顾，有神的拯救，我们可以依靠神得胜。
The first blessing, we have God's presence, we have God's care, we have God's deliverance, we have victory by God's strength.
第三到第五节这样说，我的怒气向牧人发作，我必惩罚公山羊，因我万军之耶和华眷顾自己的羊群，就是犹大家，必使他们如骏马在阵上，反脚石钉子征战的钩和一切全病的都从他而出，他们必如勇士在阵上，将仇敌缠踏在街上的泥土中，他们必征战，因为耶和华与他们同在，骑马的也必羞辱。
Zechariah 10, verse 3. My anger is kindled against the shepherd, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flocks, the house of Judah, and he will make them his royal house in the battle, horse from the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him tent peg.From him, the battle bow. From him, every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mud of the street in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the rider on the horse shall be put to shame.
神的怒气向牧人发作。
God's anger is against the shepherds.
这些牧人是谁呢？
Who are the shepherds?
这些牧人是啊，这些牧人就是离弃神的假先知，他们啊没有把神的子民带到神的面前。
The shepherds here are the false prophets who left God and forsake the people, and they did not bring the people of God to the Lord.
他们没有用神的话语教导神所托付给他们的羊群，好好的去牧养他们，而使他们受痛苦。
They did not shepherd the people of God with the truth, with the word of God, and cause them to suffer.
他们的情景，那些羊群的情景，就像耶稣基督在马太福音第九章36节所说的。他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Just the situation was just like the verse described in Matthew 9:36, When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like the sheep without a shepherd.
神在他的子民流离, 困苦流离的时候, 神对他的子民的爱是永远不离不弃的。
God's love was never.
在神亲自的牧养他们。
God.
就像第三节说, 因我万军之耶和华眷顾自己的羊群。
Just like verse 3 says, that for the Lord hold visit the house. Sorry.
神不会离弃他自己的子民。
God will never forsake his people.
很多时候我们有软弱。
Many times we have weaknesses.
我们跌倒,
we fall.
我们埋怨神,
we complain.
但是神的爱还是在当中, 祂看顾我们。
But God's love is always with us and watch over us.
我们可以, 靠着神得胜。
By our God, we can be victorious.
就像第五节所说的, 他们必如勇士在战阵上将仇敌缠打。 踏在街上的泥土中，他们必征战，因为耶和华与他们同在，起码的也必啊必羞愧。
And just like verse 5 says, they shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mud of the street in the battle. The Lord is with them, and the riders of the horses shall be put to shame.
各位弟兄姐妹们，我们生活中所面临的一切的征战。All
the battles that we're facing right now in our life.
每一个挑战和每一个痛苦，无论是肉体的软弱也好，心灵的忧伤也好，或者精神上的压力等等也好。Regardless
of the suffering, whether it's emotionally or physically.
我们要记得一点。
We need to remember one thing.
我们有耶和华与我们同在。
The Jehovah is with us.
我们不害怕。
We shall not be afraid.
因为我们所相信的神是蛮有能力的神。
Because our God is full of power.
他战胜了一切。 他战胜一切。
He has already won the battle.
他也掌管一切。
And he has sovereign over everything.
面临的挑战是什么？你今天有怎样的痛苦？
I don't know what kind of challenge or pain that you're facing right now.
求神亲自的来安慰你。
May He Himself comfort you.
加添信心和力量给你。
Add faith and strength unto you.
第二个福分。
Second blessing.
我们有耶稣基督为我们的神，他应允我们的祷告。
We have Jesus Christ who is our Lord, and He answers our prayers.
第六节说，我要坚固犹大家，拯救约瑟家，要领他们归回，我要联系他们，他们必像未曾弃绝的一样，都因我是。 耶和华他们的神，我必应允他们的祷告。
Passion on them.
神应许要坚固和拯救他的子民。
Declare that He will strengthen.
联系他们。
And have compassion on them.
成为他们的神。
And become their God.
听他们的祷告,
answer their prayers.
这是给我们何等的安慰。
What a comfort and assurance that is.
第三个神应许给我们的福分是, 我们可以得着从神而来的平安和喜乐。
The third blessing that God gave us was we can receive the peace and joy that comes from God.
这是第七节所说的，以法莲人如必如勇士，他们心中叹 快如同喝酒，他们的儿女必看见而快活，他们的心必因耶和华喜乐。
Ephraimites will become like warriors, and their hearts will be glad with, as with wine. Their children will see it, and be, their hearts will rejoice in the Lord.
当圣灵在我们里面的时候,
when the Holy Spirit is within us,
就像腓立比书第四章第四节所说的,
just like Philippians 4:4 says,
我们可以靠主常常喜乐,
rejoice in the Lord always.
第四个福分,
fourth blessing.
我们是在大牧羊耶稣基督的牧养之下成长。
We are growing under the care of our great shepherd, Jesus Christ.
就是这个是第八节所告诉我们的。
Just like verse 8 declare.
我要发誓神聚集他们，因我们已经，我已经救赎他们，他们的人数必加增，如同前加增一样。
Four.
就你讲，因我已经救赎了他们。
Because I have redeemed them.
表示我们都是神的子民，是神救赎的一群。
二，
我们都有一位好牧人耶稣基督。
Our great shepherd, Jesus Christ.
我们都在他的看顾之下，他认识我们，他为我们预备了所需要的一切，这是他带给我们很大很大的安慰。
Comfort us greatly.
第五个福分。
Fifth blessing.
第五个福分，我们可以回归到神为我们预备的美地去。第九节说，我虽然播散他们到列国中，他们必在反纪念我，他们与儿女都必从我且得归回。第十节说，我必再领他们出埃及地，召集他们出亚述，领他们到基列与黎巴嫩之地，尚且不够他们居住。
Scatter them among the people, yet in distant land they will remember me. They and their children will survive, and they will return. I will bring them back from, gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them.
这两节啊，神的应许是应许分散在世界各地的犹太人，真要把他们带回来。
God's promise is to bring them back.
无论他们在什么地方，他们还是不断的纪念神过去的作为，他们还是在敬拜神。
Regardless where they at, they will worship God.
到最后，神把他们领过来，这里有一就是一神特别的预言。说1948年5月14号以色列复国的事情。
This is a prophecy concerning the recover of the nation of Israel that he said, I will bring them back from Egypt.
第六个福分是我们能够得到安慰。第十一节说耶和华必经过苦海耶和华必经过苦海，击打海浪，使尼罗河的深处都枯干，亚述的骄傲必致其卑微，埃及的权柄必然灭没。
In verse 11 says, they will pass through the sea of trouble, surging sea will be subdued, and all the depth of the Nile will dried up, Assyria's pride will be brought down, and Egypt's scepter will pass away.
这里 这里描述神的审判将会临到两个国家，原因是这两个国家骄傲不听从神的话语。
Here described, the judgment of God will come upon two nations because they rebel against God.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
神的公义临到必被以色列人的仇敌当中，使以色列人得到安慰。
God's judgment come upon the oppressor of the children of Israel so that they receive comfort.
最后一个福分，第七个福分是我们我们可以依靠神的坚固。
The seventh blessing is that we can strengthen by God and live securely.
第十二节说，我必使他们依靠我得以坚固，一举一动必奉我的名，这是耶和华说的。
Verse 12 said, I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will live securely, declared the Lord.
这个是神的应许，当我们无助的情况底下愿意全然的依靠他，我们就可以得到帮助。
This is the promise of the Lord during the time that when we are totally without any help or hope, we can trust in the Lord and live securely.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
神是值得我们依靠的。
God is worthy.
因为神的慈爱存到永远。
Because his love is forever.
他的信实直到万代。
Faithfulness is throughout generations.
诗篇五章三章五到六节给我们的勉励，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
今天让我们完完全全的交将自己依靠在神的怀抱里面，告诉神。
Let us surrender and trust in the arms of the Lord.
神啊，你是我的主，我的神。
Let us declare that God, you are my God, my Lord.
你是我生命中的主宰。
You are the Lord of my life.
我完全依靠你。
I fully trust in you.
让你牵引我的道路。
May you lead the way.
让我们将一切交在神的手上。
May we commit everything into His hand.
让神来坚固我们的信心。
That we may live securely.
法国拿破仑于1805年称帝。
Napoleon declared his empire in 1805.
第二年他派军队进入意大利。
Second year he conquered Italy.
后来又转向奥地利。
And he turned to Australia.
当他进入音乐大城维也纳的时候
When he entered into the music town of
Vienna 一国奥地利俄国和瑞士四个国家的联军也没有办法来抵挡拿破仑的军队来进攻
Four countries united tried to conquer Napoleon
历史称最惨的战争为拿破仑最辉煌的胜利。
Napoleon victorious claimed the battle.
可是当法国的军队进入奥地利小村庄一个小村庄山上的时候
When French army enter into Australia's little town.
这发生一件很难难以相信的奇事。
There is unbelievable thing happened.
这个村庄的人民非常害怕拿破仑的军队。
Of course, the people in the little village very afraid.
每个人都来到教堂来避难。
Everybody all gather in the chapel.
牧师就见到好多人聚集在礼拜堂里面。
The pastor gathered them.
于是就召集了他们告诉他们这样说
And the pastor said to thee
各位，我们一向是依靠我们自己。
Everyone, we have trusted ourselves this far.
但是今天面对着拿破仑军队的到来。
But facing Napoleon coming upon us.
给我看到，其实我们不是靠自己。
We cannot trust us anymore.
我们的能力是有限的。
We are limited in our own power.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray.
我们敲响所有敲响所有的钟。
Let's ring all the bells together.
让我们把这个事情交在神的手上。
And commit the situation unto the Lord.
就他来整。
And call upon him for to save us.
救我们脱离敌人的攻击。
To deliver us from this attack.
于是所有教堂的钟声都响起来。
So all the bells of the church began to ring.
反而军队突然间听到钟声响个不停。
The Napoleon's army heard those bells.
他们误会对方的救兵已经赶到了。
As they come approaching.
教堂的枪钟声就敲起来庆祝。
And they're all rang in celebration.
拿破仑的军队就连夜的就逃走了。
And at this time, the rescue, and army is also, come for fight, so the enemy ran.
面对着当前美国和世界的局势
，facing the world situation，
好多时候都会令我们害怕。
We are fearful。
Delta variant 的病毒传得比 COVID-19 更快。
The variants now spread quickly, even quicker than the original COVID-19。
我自己知道说有几位美国和海外组内的肢体感染到这个病毒。
I personally knew some of the people who had catch these COVID-19.
有的人还在加护病房里面接受治疗。
Some are still in the intensive care.
各位，我们很害怕我们自己被感染。
We're very fearful that we would be infected as well.
我们害怕我们的家人被感染。
We're fearful our family.
在过去的一年多里面，冠状病毒传播已经是影响了整个世界各地。
The fear of COVID has affected an entire world.
好多人失去亲人。
We have lost, many have lost their dear ones.
好多人失去工作。
And lost job.
好多做生意的生意不好。
And their business was affected.
遭遇到任何问题的时候。
When they encounter these problems.
让我们都同心来到神的面前来求告他。
Let us come in one accord to call upon them.
让我们学习去依靠上帝。
To learn together to trust him.
就如这个村庄的人民在害怕的时候懂得来到教堂里面。
Just like the people in this village.
牧师召集他们一起来寻求神一样。
Coming to the church and, as the pastor gathered them.
在祷告的时候，神有他自己的方式为我们解决所面对的。
Through prayer, God will reveal the solution.
各位，神有他自己的时间。
He has his own time.
他有自己做事的法子。
He has his own way.
不论我们的困难是何等的大。
Regardless how great is our problem.
我们都要相信神。
We have to trust him.
在他没有难成的事情。
Nothing is too difficult for him.
神是有能力的神。
He is a mighty God.
他有他的方法为我们解决一切。
He has his way to resolve.
无论我们所经历的是什么。
Regardless of our experience.
我们要记得懂得感恩。
We need to remember to pray.
我们要懂得来到神的面前寻求神和依靠神。
To seek him, to trust him, to give thanks to him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
天父，我们知道我们的能力有限。
Dear Heavenly Father, we know we are limited.
我们不是全能的。
We are not all powerful.
我们深深的相信你是全能的上帝。
But we believe you are the Almighty God.
主啊，我们就只是将我们自己完全投靠在主你的怀抱里面。
Oh Lord, we completely surrender into your bosom.
我们将教会的每一位弟兄姐妹们都交在主你的手上。
We commit every single brother and sister into your hands.
给他们有信心来依靠主你。
Give them faith to trust in you.
不论他们所面对的问题在哪里。
Regardless where the problem lies.
甚至有人感染到冠状病毒。
Whether it's about COVID.
主，我们相信是你会是医治的神，你会看顾他们的神。
We believe you are the healer and you care for them.
让我们能够把我们自己完全的放下。
And we completely surrender.
我们来学习说，过去我依靠自己，现在转向依靠神。
That we will learn to turn from our own strength to trust in you.
帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Help all of us, Lord.
坚固他们的信心。
Solidify our faith.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.